Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And when I think about this gruesome beheading that just happened of a volunteer in Syria, a former ranger who was there, and I don't know what he has tattooed on his arm, but I don't know what that is. I tried to see what that was. But here he is serving the Syrian people and nursing them back to health and giving them food and help back to health and doing all these things for them. And they decided just to go and cut his head off and decapitate him this week. And I'm just devastated about what are we doing in the context of this? And you're thinking, who's doing this beheading? And if you heard, I gave a prophetic word sometime back and we've been reiterating it over and over again. I said, JJ, watch out for JJ. You got to watch out for JJ. You got to watch out for JJ. Because I don't care what's going on. I've got a whole bunch of money, but how do the Jews and Jesus, which represents the church, how do they turn out? Well, guess what the initials are of the man that's beheading these Christians and these Americans, JJ. They're calling him Jihad John.
Wow.
And the Lord laid on my heart that is a sign, it's a confirmation. Church, our Jewish brothers and sisters, we have to wake up. We cannot sit silent. And God's given us a country that we can stand up. We have constitutional rights to stand up. You don't have to, there's, you know, Dr. King, and you can find out everything about what God revealed to us about how to have be a civil Christian in a civil land to remain civil. I mean, Dr. King set an example for us how to do that, but we just can't sit back and allow them to mow over us. It's not going to end well for JJ. It's Jihad John. They call him Jihad John. He's the one cutting the heads off of Americans and the British journalists is there. And the Lord just laid on my heart that this is a sign of what you were talking about. Because if we go this route, if we continue to let, you know, our laws be given over to Islam, understand this particular fatwa right here in 1914, he said, ignore the date. It says, you know, that a Sharia law, which means it's to bring in Sharia law in the presence of Congress, where laws are made, by the way, for our country. That's where laws are made, is to say, listen, we don't want the Constitution. We don't want them to have laws. We want the caliphate. That's what that means. We want the caliphate. They're trying to take over the government mountain. They're trying to take over the religion mountain. And people in the church are just sitting back saying, take the whole world, give me Jesus. And guess what Satan's doing? He's taking the whole. It's time for us to rise up in humility and in love and begin to say, wait a minute, there is a lot more of the people who love God, who love this nation, but we got to stand up. We got to stand up, even at the risk of losing our life. You know, if Foley, this reporter's over there reporting, I know we got to go to a break. If he's standing up like this, and like he did, to just to represent the people over there and to teach them how to, and then he knew that it was going to cost him his life, and he stayed there. And we watched, the world watched why JJ, Jihad John, cut the man's head off. And you just think that, well, if I could just intervene in that one moment, you know, what would it take for you not to end his life? But you talk to Americans and they don't even know what happened. It doesn't even. We've got to awaken. We got to awaken our hearts. We got to say, dear God, our hearts are hardened. They're stone. If somebody could be beheaded and we're not even moved by it, when we're told prophetically that you're telling us this is going to happen and we don't think it's going to happen to us until suddenly we're walking down the street like happened in Kristallnacht and headed to a safe place, which ends up being a ghetto, which ends up being a camp, which ends up being an oven, which ends up being mass graves for whatever reason. Satan feels he has to eliminate the human race, and he starts with God's folks, people who say that they love God and they're going to follow him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.